We were coming up on hurricane season, and we were really looking for a novel and innovative way to engage the American public in their own preparedness. And we had recognized that during the recent tragedy in Japan, on our Twitter feed, there was a lot of buzz when people had mentioned zombies. So when my communications director came to me and said, let's think about using zombies as a way to get people to engage in personal preparedness, I said, absolutely, let's go for it. Established a zombie task force, and then using existing resources and social media, we put together this campaign. The response has absolutely been excellent, much more than we had ever expected. So usually I get about 3,000 odd people that examine the blog that I put together. In this case, we've got over, when we were so far, I've had over about 2 million hits to the blog, and it absolutely went viral. So we had originally just put it out in a blog, then we ended up tweeting it, putting it on our Facebook page, and from there it went broadly to the mainstream media, and we started seeing it in the Wall Street Journal and other such places. So the response has been absolutely tremendous. Very few people, trust me, believe in zombies, and most people got very quickly that this was a tongue-in-cheek way to engage them and start them to think about having a conversation about personal preparedness, with the tagline being that if you're prepared for zombies, you're prepared for anything. And in our case, we want people to be prepared for natural disasters, emergencies, pandemics, or potentially, you know, bioterrorism or other threats in our communities.